Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great show for you today. One of the things that I want to do is, first of all, I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on, and supporting us. I want to say hi to Benny and Jessica. And boy, does this feel like good times today, producers.
Throwing it back.
Oh, we got to kick it back. What is it, Benny? A little old school?
Yeah.
So funny. I love it. We had a great show for you today, and I want to just tell you I'm really thrilled that I have a very special guest, Amber Mikesell, joining me here today. You're going to hear a lot about Amber, and before you hear about Amber, I want to talk about something. Sort of a preamble, Benny, like sort of a little thing. You know, here's what I'm noticing, and I don't know, like Jessica and I were talking about this, and Benny, we've talked about this. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, whatever that, you know, multi-faith or interfaith, or as Rabbi Ted would say, interfaith, whatever that is you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows, God, the universe, knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. Now, I say this on the heels of something really interesting happening to Jessica and I today. And were we surprised about it? Maybe. Were we relieved about it? Yes. But more importantly, what she and I have now known, and Benny, of course, Benny does a gazillion shows on this topic, what we've learned is that there's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. And there is that road. And sometimes, I don't know, like sometimes it's a straight line. Like sometimes you're like, one day you're here and the next day you're like me. Like one day I'm in Jersey and the next day I'm driving a truck, by the way, Benny, in December across the entire North continent to get to the Pacific Northwest, never understood its nose in Sturgis, or just totally clueless about the whole snow thing. And get over like the, you know, you get over the divides and you're getting, you know, and white knuckling with no snow tires on a giant trailer carrying all my stuff, my car attached. And it's still a straight line. But here's what I love about today's show with Amber. Today something happened that reminded Jessica and I that if you lead with love, as Susan Dene, one of our hosts, would say, you can lead with love and you still don't have to be a doormat. And this is one of the most difficult journeys in leadership and leaders to take. But what is it about leading with love that not only charts that pathway forward for you, but opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine? That's what we're talking about today. I am so thrilled to introduce you to someone who I know has either been tapped on the shoulder, maybe didn't, you know, attach her sports car to a trailer and within 10 minutes from the house, it got detached. Maybe that wasn't it. But clearly, when you become a leader in the field of human transformation, as she is, and receive international recognition as a master life and health coach, and you understand that there's something on the inside that gets you up every day and excites you to move forward, then what you understand is the basis for why what we're doing now and what we're planning to do in 2022 becomes more vital than ever. But today you're going to the components of it, you know, the essence of it and what it means. Amber, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. After that introduction, I need to choke back tears.
I came in this morning after, you know, something really incredible happening, very surprising, and Jessica walks in and gives me a hug.
Wow.
Now, if that don't make you cry. Now, look, Benny and I are not in the same studios, but when we were in the same studios, we were, like, hugging people, right?
Yeah.
We can still virtual hug, Pat.
We can.
There
I
you go.
The inner team knows no bounds, right?
Thank you, Amber. Thank you.
Those are real.
That's right. See?
and, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because I want to talk with you about what it means to lead with love and what the ripple effect of that is from a global perspective. Both you and I have corporate backgrounds,
yeah,
right? And there are actions that we have taken in multi-dimensional places, in our corporate world, in our personal lives. But one of the things that both of us, you know, come to the table with is an energy about this. And I want to ask you, what was it about your journey? And I have to tell you, this question I've been asking 18 years, what are the challenges? What are the obstacles, Amber? What did you have to overcome to create what you created and to be here right now in this very moment?
Well, that's a very deep question. We could take an entire hour just devoted to that.
Thank goodness we have it.
Exactly. I will summarize, though, just so we can dive into some other things. It really was about feeling like we were in this state of fear all the time, no matter where I worked. And I worked for some really large organizations that had a strong foothold in their market. But instead of feeling like, okay, people who are part of this organization are building forward towards something amazing, so we could embrace this creative and love-inspired approach to be in service to others, it was always based in fear of loss of the market, fear of loss of power, fear of loss of their financial standing. And so, as we both know, love and fear cannot exist simultaneously.
Right.
They're in two different poles.
Yeah.
And so it was like, even if I had the skills to lead with heart, I was in the wrong playing field. It was like I was an NBA player attempting to play for the NFL. I was just completely on the wrong field. And so I didn't know how to fit into that. And I kept watching as everyone around me was kind of mismatched too. But instead of stepping out and saying, no, this doesn't fit, they would conform. And it would make them sick. And it would make them stressed out to the point of having breakdowns. And I took a step back and I'm like, why am I doing this? I changed career after career attempting to find Cinderella's slipper, but it just never fit. And I was like, okay, we've got to do something or we're going to have a crisis on our hands. Now here we are in this pandemic.
Yeah.
But at some point, there needed to be something that helped individuals, and I myself ended up with cancer as a result of all the stress that I was putting on myself, attempting to shoehorn myself into these things that didn't fit. And that's when it was my real tap on the shoulder, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something has to change, and I have to learn how to love myself enough to say, no, I'm not going to do this. And as I went through my own transformation, I realized that transformation allowed me to lead with love and build better organizations myself, whether I plugged into an organization or I started my own. And that heart-centered approach really kept longevity of staff. It built better products that I would launch. And everything that it attracted opened up more possibilities than I could possibly imagine myself, because I was allowing spirit, God, the universe consciousness to flow through me without attaching myself to it. So without ego, wow, look what can happen. So that's really my story, and my body healed.
Yeah. You know, thank you so much for, first of all, Everett, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, the reason I asked that question is because 18 years ago when this started for me, I was depressed. I was at the worst possible state that I could imagine for myself. And I've pretty much been depressed most of my life. But you know, there wasn't, you know, when people looked at me, there wasn't any reason for me to be like that. I just finished school. I had job opportunities, but why didn't I just go with the flow? And there are a lot of reasons for that, but it brings me to our conversation today, you know, where something happens. We get that call. For me, it was walking down my beautiful stairway in my 4,000 square foot house in Central Jersey on 4.62 acres, walking down the hall, my collie following me, checking myself in the mirror before I walked out to get into my sports car, and I was unrecognizable to myself. You know, it's almost like one of those horror movies, right? You ever watch some of those where the person, the lead person, looks in the mirror and they're like, ah! And at that moment, I realized that what I was being asked to do and how I was being asked to do it wasn't right for my soul, right? How do we talk to folks today? Because it's important to talk about our experiences, especially of the past, and how far we think we've come and how much leadership maybe has changed. But also, we have an enormous opportunity to do things differently. And yet there's confusion sometimes, Amber. You know, if you're thought to be a conscious leader, some people think, well, maybe you don't fire anybody. Okay, really? Why would that be? Or maybe you don't do things that other corporate entrepreneurs do. And I think this is kind of the dilemma. I'd like to talk with you a little bit to talk about where we are today, what changed, have hearts open. And the reason I'm asking you is, by the way, the latest studies that have come out about Gen Zers, like I think they're Gen Zers, whatever, yeah, right? When they were asked, what do you believe? I study broken promises, psychological contracts, so I know about obligations. So they were asked, what do you think, like this organization you're going to work for, like what do you think they're like obligated to provide you? And everybody in recruiting, they were getting ready for the big pay. They were 90-something percent across the board, compassion and empathy.
Yes.
Don't know what to do with that, Amber. What do you make of this? Where were we? And what do you make of what you're sensing and feeling?
So I love, love, love that you're coming at that from that angle, number one. So thank you. What I found is where we were coming from was that fear, right, that I need the financial abundance because that gives me my social status, that gives me a lifestyle that I desire. But just like you, so many are now beginning to look at ourselves in the mirror and go, but that's material and that's not who I am. Who I am is beyond this material.
Yeah.
And we're starting to really look at ourselves in a different way. And currency is becoming energy and the connection that we form. Otherwise, why are we doing it? One of the things I really loved in talking with Jessica was she's like, if we're not having fun, why are we doing this? And I feel like a lot of us have reached that point where it's like, so much of our time is spent in the office or doing the things that we would call work. And if we're not having fun or we don't feel supported or we don't feel like what we're doing matters, even if it's not the most fun job, then we're going to start questioning, why am I doing this? And eventually we're going to step away because finances only get us so far. And as we've seen in today's economy, that's a very tilty kind of thing. So we're beginning, and our youth are really starting to, because they see what's happening. They're starting to say, what I feel connected to, who I feel connected to, that matters. Not a big house, because a big house comes with a lot of responsibility.
Boy. Oh, boy. I don't even want to go there with the big house thing. Okay, it just... And it's a false sense of security. Can we talk? Can we talk? I'm going to Benny, Jessica, we're going to skip the break if we could, because I want to really talk with Amber about this. But, you know, from all of this, from your experience, from your what you're talking about, you've created an amazing opportunity and energy for people to really look at, and this isn't my words, so Amber, I would like you to jump in and kind of correct me if I kind of go off and say something that's not appropriate for your organization. But one of the things I love about what you're bringing forward is something that's so vital to organizations, and yet at the same time, I have been in HR. I mean, I'm a corporate mailroom, 17, work your way, almost got fired from the mailroom, but work your way up. Actually, I've been fired from every job I've ever had. That's probably why I own my own business, but work my way up. I've gone from homeless, selling hot dogs, work my way up, corporate America, have everything in front of me. And I risk it all because I wouldn't fire a woman with 29 years and 11 months of service. That's 1 month from a full pension. And my job was to implement corporate downsizing. And so these moments that come to us are opportunities. But I want to ask you this question. For so long, it's been very difficult to talk about spiritual energy or even really talk about integrity in corporate America. How are we going to address these young people that are saying, I want empathy, I want compassion? They're not saying, don't give me hard work.
Yeah.
They're not saying that. So when you're looking at the landscape of things, your organization brings us forward to a place of opportunity. But my sense is, we got to do some work here on ourselves, eh?
Yes. And so what we have developed is, like, we call ourselves love architects. It's like love is just the stable ground from which we all have the ability. It's the energy that runs through the universe, right? It connects us to everything. But when we're building what we desire to have within what we call the love house that we desire to build within ourselves, we all need self-love. And we have leaders like John Mackey and Brandon Black, who are very prevalent CEOs who documented their self-transformation and how that transformation actually built their businesses up. And it had to start with self-love first so that they understood how much that care and compassion and connection meant to their employees and meant to the business as a whole. Because the executive team needs to feel connected and empowered in order to lead the organization. And then the employees need to feel like they can actually communicate with that executive team and not feel shunned. But first, it had to start with the CEO. And they were so transparent in their journey of that transformation and letting go of their egos that we need more people like that who are willing to step forward and say, look, this is not an easy journey, but it does start with self-love. And it starts with that willingness to architect your own version of what that means. So I start with self-love, which is like your kitchen or your bathroom, right? You have to have it. That's the essential. And then you add different levels and different layers. How does that interact with your family? How does that interact with your business? How does that interact with your community, with the world? You choose how much you grow that. And what we offer through Suivera are the tools to build out the toolbox that you need to maintain your little house of love, right, to expand it.
I want to spell the website for people because I really want everybody to go here, and I think Jessica is also putting it up on social media. For those of you out there, when we talk about Suivera, we're talking about S as in Sam, U-I-V as in Victor, E-R-A.org. Check it out. I think I got that right, Amber, right?
Did.
The reason I was so eager to talk with you is because, one, my journey to get to where I am, I had to get sick too, really sick. Like 6 months after dialing this wrong phone number and saying yes to buy an airtime, like on internet only in 2003, people thought I was crazy. they looked at me and they were like, you got to be kidding. You just got a doctorate. You're an award-winning researcher. People are wanting to hire you. And I'm like, I can't go back. I studied the consequences of broken promises for 10 years. I can't go back. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done to know that part. Sometimes as leaders, we say yes, but sometimes we say no. And I think this gets confusing for people. I've read every leadership book you can imagine because fortunately or unfortunately, I didn't know this when I got accepted to Claremont. I didn't know that's where Peter Drucker was. So, yeah, you got Drucker whether you wanted him or not. But can we talk about how love transcends so many things, and yet, especially in organizations, how it's misunderstood, right? How many leaders have said to you, okay, this is an organization of love and compassion, then why would you fire me? Okay, let's talk to the issues that love, I don't know if love is not ever having to say you're sorry. I don't know that.
I would say that's absolutely not true, but I would also offer love. If you look in multiple texts, love protects, right?
Yeah.
That is a very clear statement in the Bible if you are a Christian.
Yep.
Throughout all religious texts, love is very much about having boundaries, personal boundaries, having, if you run a company, you have to have boundaries in place for the organization. And so if you're not willing to protect those boundaries, then you're also running the risk of hurting those that you do care about. And so, no, you're not going to go out and attack somebody, but you are going to protect what you hold dear. And so we have to be willing to do the actions that come along with protecting that. If somebody knows what is required of their job and you've told them more than once, this is what we need you to do, and they're consciously making the choice not to do it, then you need to hold your boundary and let them go. You don't have to be mean about it.
No.
Just document it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that you are not willing to do the things that are necessary to protect your business.
I can't tell you how many of these conversations I've had to have with people, and by the way, Linda as well. You know, both of us have HR backgrounds, and in her HR background in particular, how many exit interviews we've ever had to do. I think in exit interviews, I don't know if they call they even. I don't think they even do them anymore. But conversations where you're told not to cry, and you just cannot not cry. These are human beings, but I love what you said because one of the things I discovered is, and I think I knew this, but I recently went through the 1,200 pages of interviews I had that I did for my research. Oh, my God, yes. They want me to write a book on the broken promises. I'm just trying to build up stamina to do that. And I went through the notes, and I looked at what this said. And I want to ask you about this and talk about it when we come back from break.
Okay.
A lot of times, it's not the what, at least in my, and at least in the people I talk to. Yes, no one wants to be terminated, especially in a downsizing where none of it makes sense. But everybody says it's how. It's the how.
Yes.
It's that. I mean, so strongly, I'd love for you to talk about this when it comes back. Because whether it's in the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't matter. I stood on the corner with the Krishna people banging a tambourine when I was young.
Yeah.
The how we do something. And if we don't know how, one, to communicate, if we don't know how to send our emotions, we need to send them to you, Amber. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why this message, this organization from Amber is so important, because if you think about the word love and you think about these statistics now that are just coming out, and by the way, recruiters, my recruiter buddy from New York is like, we got to hire you, Pat, because we don't even know how to talk to them about empathy and compassion. I said, okay. When we come back, this is a movement. Now, you may be thinking, I'm just like a lowly person. I don't know. I can't. I don't have power. When we come back, Amber's going to take us on a journey on how you get it, how you know it's within you already, how you understand that love and gratitude cannot coexist with fear and anger, and how you just can immediately, yes, in love, stand up for yourself and stand up for others, but more importantly, know that you're divinely guided. We'll be right back.
There are places I remember all my life.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting the traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Benny, did you play that for real?
Well, yeah, of course I did.
Okay, so, like, okay, how funny is that? I just got, like, all my records out of storage. They've been in storage since, like, 1987, just got them out. So funny. I pulled out, like, 5 Beatle albums. So, Benny, like, you're psychic, right?
I guess. It must have been, yeah, my ears have been burning all day.
Yeah, they've been burning. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Couple of things that I would love for you all to know. And first of all, if you're just tuning in, Leading with Love, How to Make a Global Impact from the Heart, Amber Amber's joining me here. Amber Mikesell is joining me here today, and I want you to know that we're not just having a conversation about thought leaders and power players and what it means to be a successful leader. We're talking about the model of success for leadership, that if you go back into pretty much any spiritual tradition that I can think of, you will see leading with love. Leading with love has been out in the forefront. And Amber said this earlier. She said, look, if you're in love, and I say love / gratitude because they kind of, for me, go together. I don't know how to separate them. But if you're there, fear cannot coexist. I think Amber said it. It's like if you're at the North Pole, you're not at the South Pole unless you squish the earth. Amber, before we keep rolling, I would love for people to know how they can get involved in your movement, how they can find out more about it, and how they can find out more about how they can help their organizations.
That would be wonderful. So we have started just a global movement that in a year, we have had a little over 1 million people join in. And we've made it as simple as we can. Like, the whole point is love. Start where you are. We're not asking you to be, go from here to here. We're asking you to start where you are. If you've mastered self-love as an individual, then we have other programs. But what we have are free resources that you can find either on Facebook through suivera.org, which again, S as in Sam, U-I, V as in Victor, E-R-A.org. It's the same handle across Facebook, across the web. So if you go to www.suivera.org, you can find it there. And we're also on Instagram, pretty prevalent. Those have been our three primary. You can find all kinds of resources for self-love, for moving into that next and understanding how to integrate it into family, into community. And as you do that, you'll find in your organization there's a trickle effect. So you start to look at anybody in your organization as members of your family and the impact that that has. Again, I go back to these primary CEOs who have been willing to share their stories and show the impact that that has. But we have to be willing to move as leaders in organizations. We have to be willing to move past the fear of what will it look like if I show that I'm vulnerable? What will it look like if I don't have all the answers? To humanize ourselves actually shows that we can connect with the people that we lead. All too often, we feel like, oh, we have to be the one that shows them what to do. When really what people most often seek is to be connected with their leader, to know that they're human, and to know that they don't always have the answer, and that's why they need me. That's why I'm here to support them. And that empowers that staff member to actually step up and step forward and be there for them. Otherwise, they feel like they're being talked at all the time or talked down to. And so that's where starting with that cornerstone of self-love and understanding that vulnerability is actually an asset really comes into play throughout our life and not just in that one space. Yeah.
I love that you're talking about this. It took me a lot of years in my life to cry. And I don't want to go into my early years of my life. I think I've talked enough about them on the show. But it took me a long time to cry. But getting physically ill brought me to my knees at a level of vulnerability. And I never looked back at crying. Not crying on air. I cry on air. And sometimes even as an owner, CEO, as a, you know, Jessica, you know, as our VP of pretty much everything, you know, even in an interaction yesterday with, you know, employees, is, you know, she's really talking about, you know, here's who we are. This is what we need. You know, this is the opportunity. You break down in tears. That's not weakness. But boy, the message is from our society, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Look. I read your book. I want to mention it if I could. May I?
Yes.
And Benny, we have a copy of the book to give away. And the reason I want to mention the book is because three reasons. So 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to give you a copy of Opportunity for Expansion. Amber and Austin authored the book. That is not just about your organization. It's about what she and I are going to talk about right now. Amber, it took me that illness to realize the buck has to stop here first. I got to do something here, right?
Yes.
You talk about self-love.
Yes.
Tell us how to get there. Please give me the magic wand. Help me. Help us. Because we all want the magic wand.
Yes. If only
I couldn't even treat myself to getting my nails done. Are you kidding? Sorry.
Yes. If only. So it is a journey. It really is. And it's not the same for everyone, which is what makes it so challenging, right? Because we all have different life experiences that have just put all of these things on us. And if you believe that you have past life experiences that you bring with you, then not only do you have what happened in this life, you also have what's happened in any other life before this that you may be navigating through. So depending on what you come into this with, you have all those beliefs and all those experiences and all that energy that you're navigating through. So it isn't like you're just going to take a day and suddenly fall madly in love with yourself. It is a journey. And so Opportunities for Expansion is a six-month guide because, let's face it, we don't all have weeks to go into a cave somewhere and just navigate through all of this stuff. It'd be great, but we just don't all have it. So Opportunities for Expansion gives you little daily things to focus on to understand, where am I strong? Where am I doing okay? Or where do I really have opportunities for growth and expanding my consciousness or shifting my perspective so that I can understand me and really get to know myself and what I believe and what I feel, so that then I can love myself and really get to know my perspective on things and not be told what to do.
Yeah. And I love this. And I have to tell you, I read through the book and then I realized, wow, this is something I can use. And boy, what if my whole team used it? And, of course, that's always optional. But I love what you say coming out of the gate here. And you say, look, you know, these are messages that are about, you know, helping us, all of us individuals, right, you know, out of the standard path of thinking and feeling and being, right? And it asks us, what I love about it, asks us to incorporate an activity, like a do thing, like a something.
Yeah.
And then I started to read it, and I went back, and I said, okay, now, here we go. Day one, the quality of gratitude. Okay, can we talk? I had somebody tell me, one of my mentors, listen, for you, Pat, you got to fake it till you make it. I said, what? I said, yeah, I just want you around saying thank you, just in your brain, anything. 100 million times a day. Just walk around, thank you. And then when you mature enough, sorry, it wasn't even when I was young. Then when you're mature enough, say thank you, God, or thank you, Spirit, or thank you, Universe. But I want you to just do it incessantly in your mind. And if you're not doing it, then what are you doing, Pat? You're saying something to yourself about fear. You could have started this with anything. What gave you the level of importance in your heart to start with the quality of gratitude?
You summarized it beautifully. As you said, there is no separation truly between love and gratitude. And so if you didn't read any further in the book than the first page, then you've made a massive shift in your heart and in the way that you connect with the world. Because the more that you can see the world through a lens of gratitude, and really begin to understand that everything is a gift, even if it comes to you in the way of an illness that leads you to a different path, in the way of any kind of what we may perceive as a negative. It depends on how we incorporate it into our life or into our journey. We just haven't seen the whole picture yet. And so if we can hold gratitude in our heart until we navigate through the experience, then we at least have chosen how we're going to perceive it, how we're going to expand through it. Yes, we're not going to be happy and thrilled, maybe, that it's occurring. I don't know about you, but I was not like, woohoo, I have cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
But at least I could say I'm grateful for the fact that I'm home today and not at the hospital.
Yeah.
Grateful that my family is with me. And so there's always something to be grateful for, and that gratitude helps carry you through every situation that you encounter, and it amplifies the good ones. So when you are having a fantastic day and you're grateful for that fantastic day, man, you're over the moon.
Yeah. I have to tell you, we can't talk about the whole part of the book, but we are talking about love, and I think you described this as a guide. But here's what I want to say about it. I went back and I looked at the first four lessons, and it hit me. One day I was healthy. March 31st of 2004, I was healthy. April 1st, I was immediately not healthy. I came down with a mystery disease, according to. And I went back over the first four lessons in the guide in your book, and I said, wow, that illness, that helped me realize that I could do 1, 2, 3, and 4. I didn't know I was doing 1, 2, 3, and 4. But you know the thing you talked about? I was buying airtime at the tune that most people buy houses. I never looked back. And I realized when April 1st came and I couldn't walk, I was so grateful, found this thing. And I could talk to people like you, that every day, 5 days a week, I get to have a conversation with you. And I wish when people look at this and they look at what you're creating, my hope for people that are on this journey is they find that thing, even if it's one thing, Amber, that just fills their heart.
I love that. I echo that wish.
Yeah, because I think if you do, then by the time you get to the fourth lesson, right, by the time you get four, is it four? Yeah, four. I love four. By the time you get to day four, what can you do to change the world? You know what I love about the way you're approaching this? It's first of all, it's genius. But secondly, most people that write a book or they present something, this here question, it's like in the last chapter. Like this, you're like day four. So you didn't have any question mark, right, about anybody reading this book that day four, tell me about day four, because you could have put this like, I don't know what day, but you put it day four. Tell me about that.
So for us, it really did feel like everyone has this desire to do something to change the world, but then they feel like that's such a huge feat, right? What am I going to do? I see all this going on in the world, but how am I going to do anything to change any of it? And so they go from this love, this feeling of, I really care so much about people and the planet, but I have no voice. And then they go to fear. So I'm frozen. I stop. And they quickly change camps. But the thing is, all it takes when you think about lighting a candle is one light to light another candle, to light another candle, to light another candle. And next thing you know, every candle around the world is lit. And so our point is just shine, just be loving at all times as much as you possibly can. And that is all it takes to change the world, because it creates that ripple effect. It's like throwing the stone in the water, And so you have that energy of love. And I love Mark Anthony's book, and you were talking about that, the frequency of the soul, right?
Yeah.
Love is a frequency. Being grateful is a frequency. And so when you hold that frequency, it's contagious. When you're around someone like you, Pat, who has that and holds that, you can't help but feel it. That's why people listen to this show. It's like, I feel this. And so if one person can hold that and share it with another person, then that person catches it, and they hold it, and they catch it. The next people who are around them, they catch it. And so you as an individual can change the world just by being willing to hold that frequency of love and gratitude.
This is so interesting we're talking about this. You know, I had a table tennis partner fire me about 2 years ago. And, you know, we put championship doubles, right? No question about it. And I said, what's the matter? I mean, we're like winning. He says, you don't take this seriously enough. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. We just won gold medal here, like this over here. And I said, what do you mean? I said, I practice like a lot. He says, we're in the middle of a competition. And you're like laughing and you're smiling and you're talking to the other team. He said, I can't do that. And I just looked at him. I said, Luke, you don't have to do it. Am I bothering you? Yeah, you're affecting the way I play. I'm like, okay, you're right. We can't play together.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I don't. And so I want to spend a few minutes talking about this here in the time we have left. It doesn't mean that I don't take life seriously. There are things in life I care about deeply. I always have. I marched for civil rights. I marched for LGBTQ rights. I marched with Gloria Steinem and Bella Abzug for women's rights. I mean, I've done things like that. But I think we get confused sometimes. And we think, like when a producer said to me, we're never going to pick up your show because you're not really a broadcast host. And I said, well, what do you mean? They said, well, we have a format. You don't like, you're laughing, you do this, you do that, you don't do this formally, and you don't do that. And I said, okay, yeah, because I'm never going to do that. But let's talk about the fact that how we can be love and still get on a mule and ride through the temples and turn over tax collectors' tables.
Yes.
Like Jesus demanded.
Yes. I was having this conversation with someone the other day where they're like, I'm not loving because sometimes I just want to smack people. And I was like, okay, but did you smack the person? And she said, well, no. And I said, okay, so you chose a loving act. Having the feeling doesn't make you not loving. It makes you human.
Yeah.
And so as humans, we still get the opportunity to have things that we care about and that we're passionate about and to take action on those things and to take action in a way that will be meaningful. And sometimes that means like blowing the roof off things with our voice or with our actions, but not in a way that will hurt somebody, just in a way that will get attention.
Yeah.
And that's kind of important. That goes back to your earlier question about how. How does somebody get let go at an organization, right? So as long as if you need to let somebody go, it's great. I mean, obviously you don't desire to hurt them in the process.
No.
It means more if you sit down and you have a heartfelt conversation with them and you connect and you share and you inform so that they can learn and you create a learning opportunity for them as they move forward. So love still has all of these components to it. It's multifaceted. That's why we call it like a diamond, right? So,
yeah. You know, Amber, I love not only what you're doing, but I love how timely this conversation today is. I mean, it's more timely than I can even talk about on air so much. But my friends look at me, and they are just, we don't get it. We don't get you. We don't get what you're doing. We didn't get you 18 years ago when you started it, but now, like, you're telling us what you're building and where you're going. And they keep asking me why. And I said, you know, when there's something deeply in your heart and the path has been shown to you, maybe not the pathway, but the path, and your heart gets filled and you know that you're doing something to help people in the world, how do I not do that? I said, I haven't learned how not to do that. And I think everybody, as you say in the book, Amber, as you talk about, everyone has that space in their heart, don't you?
I do. I would offer it's how conditioned is our ego and how much is it preventing us from connecting to that. And if we desire to get to that space, how willing are we to tear away at the layers of that conditioning? Because ego is a wonderful tool. It's necessary. It helps us and our humanity. But it shouldn't be what's driving the bus.
Yeah. And let me just say this, and I'd like you to comment on this in the next few minutes if you could. One of the things you say is that, look, leading isn't limited. Leading with love isn't limited to the workplace.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. We all have someone who is looking to us as a mentor, a friend, a parent, or just because they respect us. And so leading with love is the fact that we're an example to somebody somewhere. And if we know that, if we hold that as our responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to even if it's only one person, that matters, because then somebody's looking to that person. And so our example to that person, then it creates that ripple effect that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So it matters.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to say to everybody listening, if you've missed any part of this, certainly this will be available immediately on Facebook. You can listen to it again. But Amber, I want to make sure people know how to become part of the movement, how they can find out more about you. And yes, let me answer the question just came in. Yes, the book, we did give the book away already. That went really quickly. But if you also go to Amazon, you can also get the book Opportunities for Expansion, a six-month guide to expanding life perspective. But also you can get the Kindle version. It's all there. Amber, what is the best way for people to get involved, to engage, to become part of the movement?
So if you go to the website, sweevera.org, you can like us through whatever type of social media you are most comfortable with. We do a lot through social media, and we also release a lot of free content through that website, and that is sweevera.org, S as in Sam, U-I, V as in Victor, E-R-A.org.
Yes, and I wanted to say, please, please, when you go to sweevera.org, go to the free resources. There's so much here. Please take a look at it. And then there's also other ways to take, like, a mini course. This is what I love about what you're doing. This is not just, this is let's engage. This is helping people with the how and the what. And I think that that, to me, is one of the greatest, when somebody's all in, right? They're not asking why anymore, right? You and I, we're not asking the why question. They're asking the how. And you've laid this out to help people with that, haven't you?
We have, and we're constantly adding free content. So we are, as Sweevera, we are just a little over a year and a half old. So the movement is a rapid movement. And we are doing our best to just keep up with content. So we're also always welcome to volunteers who would like to join. If there's something that individuals feel that they have to share, we're a community. It isn't about just one. We are very much, it is not one over another. We are all in this together. And so if individuals have things that they feel they would be compelled to share, we are very open to that. And Finding the Transformation Network. We are excited about you, and we need to share that with our network as well. So, yes, one big family, which is what we should be.
I agree. Amber, I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing in the world, and I want to thank you today. I think there are no mistakes in the universe. I was saying to Jessica, how timely is the conversation that I'm going to have with Amber today? How perfect is it? How perfect the message is? And what I love about this is what the invitation and the opportunity is for self-love. I want to ask you, what is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. As far as a personal message, I would say just take the time with yourself to say, where am I? Be authentic with yourself first. Because to show up authentically anywhere else, we have to be willing to show up authentically with ourselves. And that's often the scariest part of it. Because we have spent so much time pretending to be this or that, or doing our best to do what we feel we should do, that we lose sight of who we truly and authentically are, that when we settle back and we start to ask ourselves, in love, who am I authentically? It begins to get a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, yeah.
That time and understand who you are authentically and love yourself authentically.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KMUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Over on Highway 99 northbound, southbound, the First Avenue South Bridge. All the lanes have been recently been closed due to boat traffic, so drivers should anticipate a delay for 15 minutes or so. 405 northbound, it's still a little stop-and-go issue around Sunset Boulevard, but we'll break free on the other side of the exit at Northeast 30th Street. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, but fill-in guest host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And we're opening up the phone lines and taking your calls for mini angel readings. Coming up next, after the news and weather.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Investors are buying once again on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up more than 500 points most of the day. Technology shares are driving the rally, and so are stocks connected to the economic reopening. Lawmakers are agreeing to a short-term increase of the U.S. debt ceiling, which avoids a default. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says, think of it like a credit card.
You go to your bank and you say, well, I'd like to raise my credit limit. And they say, well, how are you going to pay it back? You say, well, I'm not going to pay it back.
He says Democrats were warned in July this was coming, and this week's mad rush to find a solution could have easily been avoided. A postal worker is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting in Pennsylvania. Police from the Pittsburgh area shared details of the incident.
Officers responded and found one victim fatally shot, an on-duty postal carrier. Through the investigation, a suspect was quickly identified. That suspect is now in custody. There is no immediate danger to the community.
Police in Carnegie say the suspect in the shooting turned himself in. The suspect in the North Texas high school shooting remains behind bars. Timothy Simpkins is currently in police custody with a $75,000 bond after his arrest on aggravated assault charges yesterday. The 18-year-old is accused of pulling a gun during a fight inside a Timberview High School classroom west of Dallas. 16 former NBA players are in custody across the country for allegedly being involved in a health insurance fraud scheme. Audrey Strauss, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, says authorities used travel records, email, and GPS data to break up the scheme.
Shows that the defendants who purportedly received medical and dental services at a location on a particular date were often nowhere near the provider's offices.
Strauss said the scheme started back in 2017 with former New Jersey Nets player Terrence Williams acting as the ringleader. She adds if Williams didn't get kickbacks from the other players involved, he'd try to scare them by impersonating an employee from the insurance plan. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum, please join Team DonieCo and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. DonieCo Pet Clinic. Log into DonieCo.org. That's DonieCo.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we have a really fun action-packed show for you. It's going to be something that you'll remember, something that'll stay with you your whole life. So I just want to introduce myself, and I was thinking, now how do I do that? So I thought I would read the little bio that's on the back of the newest book that's out that you can get on Amazon, Angel, the Angel Lady. Okay, so the book is called Angel First Aid, RX Prescription for Excellence. Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence. It's by me, the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. And it's a guide to personal and professional development. So on the back of the book, it says, welcome angels into your life. And then it says, Sue Storm is a renowned international author, inspirational speaker, and dynamic prosperity consultant. She makes celestial communication an easy process. The Angel Lady's guidance has been featured on 5,000 radio and TV programs worldwide, including all major networks. Through numerous media appearances, along with the Angel First Aid series of books, Sue Storm is spreading the message of the angels across the globe. And we are. The angels are moving fast. So what I wanted to also say when I was reading this and trying to decide how to introduce me and the show, it says international author. So I also want to tell you my first two books, we haven't talked about that, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success, are both in French. And you can get them on Amazon as well in French if you'd like to. And then also in the Latin America countries and in Mexico, the two books are in Spanish. So they are in three languages, too. I guess that makes me international. Anyway, so today what our show is going to be about is resources, unlimited resources. What have your resources been limited? Have you not had all the financial benefits, the gains, the love, the joy? Have your opportunities been limited? Then it's time to turn that around, and that's what we're going to talk about. Being in the law of attraction and being ready to receive and which resources are available, which angels to talk to. I will go back a little bit and tell you how I became the Angel Lady, because I think that's interesting if you haven't heard the story. When I was 18 months old, I was wrapped in my blankets to the point of suffocation, and I saw flying over my head these white, beautiful lights, which I now know were angels, and I even know that there were five of them, and again, I'm not sure how I could count back then, but I know there are five of them. And a sense of peace came over me, and I knew I was going to be saved. I knew I would be okay. And at that point, Archangel Michael got to my mother. I think he just appeared in the living room where she was. And, of course, she knew I'm the only child. She knew I was in trouble, and she came up the stairs right away, and she was able to save me. And even though I had already started to turn blue, and I guess I was on my way out, the angels brought me back, and I was saved. And then, at the age of 4, I heard an adult male voice speak to me, and it was a special voice that would say, oh, if I was going to win a board game, or what was happening, or what the my parents should be doing that they weren't doing. And it just was this wonderful, loving voice, and I called it my little man. And years later, many years later, I found out through Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold, who have written a New York Times best-selling book called Angel Speak, they were the ones who let me know that my little man was Archangel Michael. So I've been feeling, seeing, hearing angels all my life, and I'm ready to share that wisdom with you. And Benny, if you're there, will you tell them how they can call in and find out who their three angels are and what the questions they can ask, and we'll go from here.
Sure, we'd love to do that, Sue, and welcome back to the show. And folks, if you haven't heard from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, in the last, I almost would say about, we're going on 15 years, maybe plus, since you were one of our first guests and also a fill-in host, too, for Dr. Pat. So if you haven't heard her, you need to now, 800-930-2819, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's here and taking your phone calls for mini angel readings. It's 800-930-2819.
What I want to tell you is when you call in, you will be able to get your three angel names. There's one archangel and two guardian angels that have been with you your entire life, and they have been chosen for you based on your life's purpose. If you know your life's purpose, according to Archangel Michael, your life will be easier. There'll be less speed bumps. There'll be less bumps in the road. Things will be you'll be in the flow. I don't know how to say it, but they'll be easier, and things will just happen because you are here with definite talent to be a special person, special mission, so to speak. And when you're on that road, when you're on that path, everything just falls into place. And so if you're not in that place right now, then we have resources for you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to start with the Angel of Resources. The Angel of Resources is Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N. And the Angel of Opportunity, because usually opportunities come with resources, the Angel of Opportunity is Christopher. The other angel that's raising their hand is Katrina. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And prosperity to the angels is everything working, everything in place. It's not just about financial gain. It's about your life being comfortable, easy, and things being in place. And one of the things I'm talking about, the easy, I was actually thinking about this before we started on the show. Staples has an easy button, and I have easy buttons around my house. They're not too expensive. I think they're less than $8. And I give them as presents, too, because Archangel Michael has said, life is easy. We just don't know how to live it. So when you learn how your angels can help, what resources are available, how to just plain relax and enjoy the flow, then life becomes easy. Benny, when you have a caller, will you let me know? Will you just...
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have one right now. So we we can just jump right to it. And we have now Sim. It's with an S. So Sim is calling in from Seattle. Hi, Sim. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What can we do for you? Would you like your angel names?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then you also have, you have the best financial angel, Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. Take a deep breath. You got it coming if you don't have it yet. So, and then your, Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And they tell me you are an inspiration to those who know you.
Oh, thank you.
So do you have a question from your angels?
I don't know what to ask. Should I continue with my career till I retire?
They're saying yes, but it's a soft yes. So are you happy in your career?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Maybe what they're telling me, and I was waiting for an answer, is after your career, though, you're not going to just stop and sit around and eat bonbons, I think. It sounds like you're going to go into something else. Is that true? Do you have another idea what you're going to be doing with your life after that?
I am not sure because currently I'm an electrician, but I am interested in whatever I can do to make things more sustainable. I have worked in solar, and I was considering battery backup.
It's going to be something like that, yeah. And it's also going to be something more, I don't know, colorful is what I'm hearing. I don't know if you like plants or gardening or do you like anything in, when you said sustainable, I was thinking about food and farming, but not necessarily that you'd be doing the farming, but is there anything?
I would like to have a garden, and I finally decided to give up and maybe hire someone to do it.
Okay, so definitely go with that, and once you retire, you might be able to spend some time in your garden and put some flowers in. They tell me you need
some
color
edibles.
In your life.
I'm hoping to get edibles instead
of grass. I think the specific flowers that you can use in teas, healing teas and things like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, miracles and...
Maybe I do have a question. Now my yard has a bunch of rats in it. Do they have any thoughts about that?
Get another yard? No, I'm kidding you. Anyway, you'll be, but that's the path for you to go on, to start thinking about your gardening and what you're going to do with that afterward. Okay, let me see. Let's give you a message from your angels. Let's see what they have to say. They say you're a beautiful soul. You have great guidance and insight, and the planet is so important to you. That's part of your life's purpose, working with the planet. So you're doing everything right. Is that good?
Yes. So hopefully just keep living and things will happen?
Yep. Yep. Just stay and you know, loosen up a little because you keep thinking about, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? It'll just be. It'll come to you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thanks, Sim, for joining us from Seattle. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. And to get your mini angel reading from Sue Storm, the angel lady, again, it's 800-930-2819. Let's take our first break of the hour, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the angel lady.
Get enough of I Have Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off-limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I Have Soul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And we are talking about resources, how the angels can bring you resources, what resources are available, and how they can help you. And you can also call in and get the names of your three guardian angels, one archangel and two guardian angels, that are going to be able to be with you your whole life, have been with you since you were born, and are helping you with your life's purpose. So I understand we have another caller, and we're going to go right to our caller.
We do, and before we bring on our next caller, let's give out that number. You're welcome to join us on the show today. It's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she's dishing out a few little mini angel readings for you folks. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and we now have Katie joining us from Seattle. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you like your angel name? Should we start there? Yes?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So your archangel is Gabriel. Gabriel is messages and communication, arts and invention. So what they tell me is you're very creative with your thoughts. Is that true?
I think so.
Well, they think so. That's what's important. All right.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Okay, and then, let's see, you have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking. And if there's two ways to look at something, you pick the positive one. That's good. Mm-hmm. And Timothy, the angel of good fortune and abundance. So that's your money angel. Do you mm-hmm. have a question or something you'd like the angels to comment on?
Probably just my life purpose.
Okay, that's a little difficult to just snap out an answer to. Your life's purpose is based on what is unique and different to you. What did you do when you were young? What makes you special? Can you, any thoughts on that?
I was a free spirit, I suppose, when I was young.
Okay, so the angels are talking here. They're saying, well, you were very perceptive. You saw things, you knew things, you were like an old soul. Does that feel right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right, and what are you doing now?
I have a pet sitting business.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thomas is the angel of animal care, if you don't know that, who says he walks with you. That's interesting. And I feel like that is part of your purpose. Were you close to pets when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Communicate with them through your heart, I hear.
That's good.
Yeah, that's definitely part of your purpose. And also to be work with the planet, too. It feels like the environment around you is important to you.
Mm-hmm. And definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for calling. It was delightful. And they listen to this. You're going to love this. They say you're a brilliant person. Take that in.
Mm. Okay. I'll work on that.
Yeah, write that
down. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Katie, for joining us from the Seattle area. That leaves some lines open here if you'd like to join us for mini angel readings from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Sue?
All right. So we're going to go back to resources. What are your resources? Let's see. We talked about Katrina, and what's another resource you might need? Oh, okay, careers. If you're looking to change careers, improve your career, then Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development. And if you are thinking about a business, starting a business, improving a business, improving the bottom line, then Jonathan is the angel of business. But we also have other angels in different aspects of a business. Like if you need organization, we have Jason. If you need efficiency, we have Marianne. And just lots of different angels for whatever you need, whatever tasks you have in your business or basically in your life. If you're looking for comfortable housing, Darian is the angel to talk to, D-A-R-I-A-N. And if you are looking to sell your house or purchase a home or business, commercial real estate, then Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, is your resource. Your angels are your resource. They're your guide. They're your support system. You know, one of the things that Archangel Michael tells me is you're never alone and there's always hope. So you're never alone. You always have your angels there, and you can find out who they are by getting one of the angel books, because the glossary of angels is in the back of all the angel books. So you'll be able to know who they are and how they help you and what they do. How we doing, Benny? We have any callers?
We're doing great. Otherwise, nope, not at the moment, but that's because we got line open, and you can join us on the Sue Storm, the Angel Lady radio show. Of course, it's taking place for Dr. Pat in her normal hour at this time, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 is the number. We'd love to have you.
Hey, how about we do a mini angel reading for Benny?
Do it. Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's go for it,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. They just said that to me. Okay. So the angels that are with you right now,
mm-hmm.
we actually have Michelle, which is an angel for radio and TV.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Okay, so she is with you right now.
Cool.
And helping you to make your life easier.
Oh,
you need an easy button.
A lot of people could always say that too, right?
Yeah, right. All right. And Timothy, the angel of good fortune,
mm-hmm,
is with you right now.
Got it.
Helping you out. And let's see, you have one more. Oh, William is the angel of peace. And you need some peace in your life. You need some peace and quiet. It sounds like you're really on the go. But,
yeah, these last two, they're hitting close to home right there, especially leading up to the new year. We've got a lot in the works, my girlfriend and I, and just a lot of motion, the pieces in the motion, you know, are working. So trying to keep the head above water.
But all to your benefit.
Yes,
it just
exactly.
seems like next
Correct.
Year is a year of growth,
Correct.
Happiness, joy, prosperity. Oh, my gosh, you should write those down.
I did, actually. Michelle, Timothy, and William.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just like that.
And lots of joy. By the way, Joseph is the name of the angel of joy.
Oh, okay, got that one. Joy.
And just raise your vibrations. I think we've talked about this on the radio. Angels raise my vibrations an octave. We talked about that. And just do that because that'll put you in the law of attraction.
Perfect.
Bring in resources.
Perfect.
And more resources.
Love to
okay.
hear it. Love to hear it. And so let's do this. We are actually pretty close to our second break of the hour, the bottom of the hour. So let's go ahead and take that now, Sue. And the lines are open. I actually have one holding, so hang on. Caller will be right there with you. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. We'd love to have you. 800.
To get big and live your life out loud. Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Terry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4236.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nail the Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, the Myers-Briggs judging type prefers structure, organization, planning ahead, and making decisions quickly and moving on. However, perceiving types prefer to be boundaryless, spontaneous, and wait until the last minute. A great strategy for those who prefer judging is to give perceiving types options, time to make a decision, and be open to other options they may come up with. Also asking for information ahead of your own deadline to create less stress for both types. Perceiving types can create a system to keep track of scheduled plans so they can be on time, and they can avoid sharing too many open-ended options by focusing on what is most important. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, KerriNail.com. That's KerriNail.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm the Sue Storm, the angel lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we are talking about angels, angels for resources, angels that can help you make your life better, make your life easier. Easy is the word. And with ease, whenever you're making an affirmation or saying an affirmation, put with ease at the end of it. I will find a new car with ease or whatever it is. So I just wanted to add that any of the angels that you've heard throughout the show, you can use, you can call on. They don't have to just be with the person who has them as their angel for their life purpose. And we have another caller, so we're going to go right to our caller.
We do, and let's give out the number again. You're welcome to join us on the show for a mini angel reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And we'll take Maria, who's calling in from the Kirkland area. Hi, Maria.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, the angels are smiling. When they heard your name, they just big smiles in front of me. Whoa. So you're a special lady.
Thank you.
Tell me, do you want your angel names, the ones that are with you?
Sure. I would love them.
All right, perfect. So you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, and Lorena is the angel of divine grace, and there's a lot of grace within you, they tell me. And then you have, you have two archangels. That's very unusual, but again, very special. So you have Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and again, that's an archangel, who's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. Can't beat that one. So because it covers everything, you know, it covers prosperity to the angels is all things working in your life, and that's wonderful. All right. And then your other archangel is Raphael, and Raphael is the angel of healing, compassion, and brotherhood.
Wonderful.
So all kinds of love, compassion, networking, and they tell me that's you, that you're an old soul, but your inner being is one of love and compassion. Write that down. I always say remember these things when they come from the angels. So,
right.
So what can we do to help you? Do you have a question?
Well, I do. My mother is kind of in a transitional stage where she needs more care and she could stay at her home and have full care there or go somewhere else. And I'm just, I know my dad has passed and we just want the best for her that where she will be the happiest. And
okay, so she will probably be the happiest if she stays where she is, but that's difficult on you, and because somebody has to make sure that there's help, they show up, that that everything is taken care of. So I would say find a really nice place for her and put her in some kind of assisted living or whatever she needs based on her and her care. And again, I just see colorful around her. She needs some reds and some pinks and either buy her flowers, dress her in red color, bright colors.
Right.
And I also see it in the building where she's going to be housed. I see the bright colors.
Oh, good. Great.
And by the way, I do consultations. So if you wanted to, and I have a Dr. Pat special I'll talk about in a little while, but if you want to, you can call me and we can work some more on it and I can give you more details. And then if you find a couple of places and don't know exactly where she should be, you can call me and the angels will weigh in. We'll let you know.
Great. Thank you so much.
We'll help you through the process with ease. Everything's going to happen with ease. How's that?
That sounds beautiful.
And you're a wonderful daughter. They're just smiling and saying you're a wonderful daughter.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, glad you called.
Okay, me too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for Maria for joining us from Kirkland. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show, and your mini angel reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819.
Why don't I talk about my Dr. Pat special, since it already came up?
Perfect.
And we can talk about that.
Okay.
All right. So a little bit about me. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And if you go on the website and you go to the Ask Sue heading, and you fill out a little form, I will send you some things that you can download for Secrets of Success, and if you want to do it in writing, so that's possible for you, and definitely to your advantage. If you want your angel name, you can do it that way too, if you can't call in for some reason. And then my books are called all in the Angel First Aid. They all have Angel First Aid in the beginning. And then the newest books are Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, second edition, and Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. And both of those are available on Amazon. So they're easy to get. They're in Kindle, if you'd like to get them in Kindle. I wanted to make it as easy as possible to get the message out. And the back of each book has glossaries of angels. So you'll know which angels to call on and which ones that can help you. There's affirmations in the book. There's techniques, little angelic techniques. It's just like a handy little, I don't know what to say, except people sometimes call it a cookbook. There's recipes for making your life better. So that's what they say about it. And my Dr. Pat special is two sessions with me for the cost of one. So you pay for one session, and you get the second one at no charge. And sessions are half hours, and you will benefit in more ways than you know. You can ask the angels about anything on your mind, anything that you've been wondering about your whole life, get guidance on all kinds of life situations, career, relationships, family. And just in any way, shape, or form. And I'm also hearing from the angels to tell you that they have a way of releasing blocks. So if you have a block to prosperity or you don't understand why this is happening or that's happening, let them come in, help you, and take advantage of the Dr. Pat special. You can either call my 800 number. Now, this is Sue Storm's 800 number, 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790, or go to the email theangellady@comcast.net, and that's theangellady @comcast.net. Many ways to reach me, many ways to get in touch with your angels. Okay, Benny, we have a caller? Or do we go on?
No one in the queue yet, but we'd love to have them. We've got about 17 minutes left in the show, so now is your time to get a mini angel reading from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
And what we are going to talk about is power, and how do you access your own personal power? Where's your resources that can help you with your life's purpose? Remember, all along we've been talking about if you follow through on your life's purpose, life is easier. Things come to you. You're in the law of attraction. And in order to raise your vibrations, be sure and say, angels, raise my vibrations an octave. That's a musical octave. And angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Do that a couple times a day, because then you'll be in the law of attraction. And Tarina, that's the angel, T-E-R-I-N-A, Tarina, is the angel of attraction. She brings in soulmates. For those of you who are listening, I heard somebody's ears just pop up, or I saw them pop up. And she also helps with romance. And she helps with attraction in other ways. Jeremiah, we've spoken about, is the angel of financial security. And let's see, somebody else, some other angel was raising their hand and saying they want to be spoken about. Oh, okay. I have to wait until they tell me. Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, is the angel of creativity. And you can create resources. You can come up with ideas. And we also talked briefly about Joseph as the angel of joy. And here's another one that's interesting. Rebecca is the angel of self-confidence. And you can't really be successful without self-confidence. That's important. That's important in dating. It's important in relationships. It's important in parenting, in your career. So if you need some extra self-confidence, you ask Rebecca. And the question is, how do you talk to your angels? How do you get them to answer your requests or be there for you? And the answer to that is it's very simple. You talk to them like you are talking to your friends, somebody who's with you. So just like, and sometimes with Jeremiah, I say, the angel in front of you pull on his robes and say, Jeremiah, come on, we need some financial security. Help me out. And it's just as if they were there. It's a fun, easy way to connect with the spiritual beings. It's not a difficult. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't have to do, there's not a lot of have-tos. It's an easy process. And one more that wants me to talk about that angel is Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love. And she works with divine blessings of unconditional love. And when there's never enough love in this world. So how are we doing, Benny? And what happens next?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're actually at our last break of the hour, Sue. So we have time for you folks to get in about 15 minutes, maybe a little less than that, to get in. 800-930-2819 for your mini angel reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
There's an angel contemplates my fate.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit youarepurepotential.com for more info.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Can't get enough of iSoul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. iSoul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes. So live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we're talking about angels, how they can help you, who your angels are, how they help you with your life's purpose, and what resources are available for you that you might not have known, that you have a support system that's always there with resources and can help you in just about anything and everything that you want to do with your life. So I'm going to tell you very briefly one more time how to reach me. It's theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And my 800 number, my direct line, is 800-323-1790, 323-1790. And that's not for the radio show. That's to reach me direct for a consultation because we have a Dr. Pat special, which is really popular, where you pay for one half hour and you get the second half hour at no charge. Take advantage of that. Let's change your life. Jumpstart your life. Let your angels come in, help you, guide you, give you the advice you need, give you the support you need. And it's something that is really important and can make a difference. We make a difference. Knowing your angels, welcoming them into your life really makes a difference. So, all right, let's see. What do I want to do? I'm going to tell you a couple of angel stories. I was going to tell you times when angels were just there to help and came in. And I was looking at which story, and these are from the Angel First Aid Rx for Excellence book, and which stories would be important. So here we go. We're going to do the one about called Archangel Rescue. After reading an article about me, Sue Storm, in the Chicago Tribune, this lady came to an angel party that I did in person, and she told us her story, and I'm going to read you her story because it was pretty amazing. She says, "My career in investment banking must have begun when I was 10 years old and playing Monopoly with my brothers. One evening, while we were engrossed in the game, two men carrying weapons broke into our house. Even though she was in an upstairs bedroom, my mother heard us screaming. Grabbing a baseball bat, Mom called on Archangel Michael and ran down the steps. The men looked shocked and then fled. I remember turning to look at my mother and seeing a huge angel standing behind her. That must have been why the men ran out the back door. They had seen Archangel Michael, too." And again, we're talking today about resources. When you need your angels are there. Let's see. I'm trying to think there's so many situations that where angels have come in. This is an easy little one. I'll do this one next. It's called Driving with Angels. Angels have always played an important role in Joni's life, and it starts this way. When I was 9 months pregnant with our first child, I took some time off from work to go holiday shopping with my husband. Heading home on the highway, I was driving. My steering wheel jerked to the right, and our car went off the road. Jonathan, husband, with a stunned expression on his face, was screaming, "What are you doing?" Typical husband. At the same time, an oncoming truck spun out of control, stopping exactly where our car had been. Realizing we could have been hit head-on, I explained to him how surprised I was when the wheel began to turn on its own. An angel had steered the car to safety. And then it goes on a little bit. Our daughter, now 9, has been told this story many times. When the angel lady was on an Orlando radio station, Carrie, the daughter, insisted I call in and get the names of her guardian angels so she could thank them for saving her parents. So I thought I would just tell you a couple of little angel stories. And if you have a story where angels have saved you, I'd love to know about it. You can call in now. We have a few more minutes and tell us. Or you can email me, theangellady@comcast.net, or call me, 800-323-1790. And tell me your angel story. Tell me how they've saved you. In the beginning of the show, you heard about mine, how the angel flew over my head and saved me. And there's just, I'm sure, many, many stories out there. Because your angels are always on duty. Your angels are always there for you. They have been in your life. I know you felt them. Men hear something or feel something, and they call it a hunch or just a, I don't know, guidance, some kind of inner guidance. Women get sort of a feeling and think it's their intuition. It's an aha feeling. That's your angels. They've been there. They're with you. They love you. They're a wonderful resource. I can't tell you how much your life changes when you welcome them in, think about them, and appreciate them, too. Thank them. Let them be a part of your life, and let them show you the joy that's out there. Bliss and joy. Here's another one you've never heard me say on the radio. Raise your bliss tolerance. Think about that. Raise my bliss tolerance. That'll be a good one. Okay, Benny, what are we doing here? What do you think? Do you have a caller, or are we going to just keep going?
We do. We can round out the show with this last caller. It's HM calling in from Seattle. Hello, HM.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
I was hoping that you might be able to let me know who my support angels are and the best way to, or an angel for increasing my, removing blocks to prosperity.
Okay. So Katrina would be the angel of prosperity, so she could help you with removing the block. I would suggest you get the Dr. Pat special and let me, get in and find out what your particular issues are and what needs to be changed. It doesn't feel like it's a lot. It feels like you're really on the path, but they will be able to identify things that you never would have thought of and clear them very quickly, very easily. So it's a wonderful, easy process. All right, let me give you your angel names. You have Archangel Michael, and he says you know him. He's either saved you. Does that sound right? Is there a situation where you know you've been saved? Maybe you don't even know he was there.
No, I don't. There may be a lot of intervention that I'm not even aware of.
Okay. Yeah, he said you've been a handful.
Very valid, though. It's a very valid question.
All right. And, so you have Archangel Michael, and then you have, you have Jeremiah, that angel of financial security. So we can work on your blocks. We can get rid of that and get you financially secure and prosperous. And then you have Serena. S-E-R-E-N-A, which is the top guardian angel. She's the top guardian angel. She's the angel of nurturing and helping the inner child, that kind of thing.
So you have the top archangel and the top guardian angel. You're in good shape.
Well, good. Thank you.
Okay. And none of your blocks are difficult. They're just things that you heard when you were younger or that have stuck with you. So you're in, actually, your angels are coming through and saying they're proud of you. You've done a lot with your life. They're very proud of you.
Wow. That's great news.
Does that help?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, thanks, HM, for calling in. And, Sue, we have a minute left in the show. We're ready to wrap it up. Give out your details on how people can get a hold of you for future readings.
Absolutely. So if you want your doctor, take care of the yourself, really, and do a Dr. Pat special, we can do that. And you can also do a gift certificate. If you know someone who needs help, I'm here to help. My angels are here to be a resource to help. So if you know someone, if you want to get a gift certificate for them, we can do that. The website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number direct to me is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. The Dr. Pat special is you pay for one half hour and the second one at no charge. And the books are all Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, RX for Excellence, Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence, and is the latest book, just hot off the press, and they're both in Kindle, and the books are in French. The first two books are in French and Spanish, so we got everything for you. We've got all the resources. If you're lacking resources, if you're feeling that you don't have enough, there isn't plenty in your life, that joy isn't coming to you, let us know, because we'll be there.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host.